This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
What do you think about at Just Pearly Things?
So I believe who you're talking about is this red-haired girl. She's like a red, you know, red pill. She's kind of blown up in the red pill community. I see clips of hers on Twitter. I see them popping up in my feed on Instagram. And she's just basically repeating a lot of the, you know, the red pill rage bait type of stuff that you see about hypergamy and modern women and all this stuff. And the clips are great rage bait. They get lots of views. But what are the solutions? What solutions does she actually have that are going to help guys act more masculine, act more attractive, so they can get what they want from the women that they're interested in, and the women who are already naturally interested in them? But for most guys, their experience is when they meet a girl they really like, they act too effeminate, too girly, too nice, mm-hmm. and the women quickly lose interest and recognize that he hasn't got it.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't make you guys feel that attracted. But, I mean, you see a lot of those clips, you know, especially different podcasters, and it's usually the combination is you got a bunch of men that are berating a bunch of OnlyFans girls or sex workers or strippers, or, you know, girls that are selling pictures or whatever happens to be, or club girls for that matter,
yeah.
that come from broken homes. And it's like they use the same things, the same questions, and just roast these women. And to the point where it gets kind of contentious.
Right.
And they end up kicking some of the girls off. And it's like Jerry Springer type of TV, the stuff that I've talked about in a few videos. Like, I remember that stuff first started taking off in the 80s. There was a guy. His name was Morton Downey Jr., and he smoked cigarettes. I think it was filmed in Chicago, and so they would have that kind of stuff where they would get people on stage that were, you know, diametrically opposed to one another, whether it was political or it was families that were feuding and not getting along, or it was, you know, a woman that had three different guys she had slept with and she's pregnant and she doesn't know which guy is the father. And you got one guy who thinks he's the father, and then come to find out that he's not the father. And then chairs get thrown, and you know people start throwing fists, and it's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that's why they call it trash TV.
Right.
But it's not really going to help you become a better man. And then the things that I notice, I'm sure you notice, is that the guys that consume this kind of content from the Pearly Things or the other dudes in the, you know, the red pill community, is they see these guys berating women and they think, oh, that's how you talk to women.
Yeah.
And then when they go and they interact with women in the real world, I mean, we see it in the comments all the time. That's why we block these douchebags. It's like they're just being the absolute biggest dickheads that they can be. And you could tell these are not guys that are going out on dates, that are getting laid, or that even have any kind of a good relationship with women in their lives. It's like wherever they go, they're obviously making women feel unsafe and uncomfortable because they think the way to turn a woman on is to berate her like they see, you know, these dunces on these red pill podcasts doing. And it's, you act that way in life, it's like, you know, Chunky had a breakup when he was in high school and he started watching that stuff and it made him real bitter and turned women off to the point where they'd always love being around him, and now like they just avoided him.
Yeah.
It's because of that angry, unhappy vibe. I'm sure you've met plenty of dudes in your life that you may have found them attractive, but when they started talking, it scared you to be in their presence. You didn't feel safe being around them.
Right.
Because they're angry. Because masculinity is calm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing I see is the dudes in the podcast, they're not calm.
Yeah.
The dudes in the comments, they're not calm. They're being angry. They're losing their shit. They're pissed off that I'm not sitting here berating you or the rest of the girls are insulting you. And I mean, at the end of the day, we all work together. I like working with people that I like and who like me and who like hanging out. And, you know, it's like, you can't go through life acting that way. You can't, especially you can't go into an office and start berating the women that you work with, because you'll get fucking fired for harassment.
Right.
And, you know, these guys see this stuff and they think that all modern women are damaged and messed up because the what Pearly Things and these other red pill podcast guys are pushing is that this is the modern dating pool. Your modern dating pool is OnlyFans girls and strippers and club girls, and that's it. There's no family-oriented girls, and, you know, that's just the way it is. And so guys see that, and they go, oh, well, it's not my fault that I can't get laid. It's not my fault that girls don't like me. Mm-hmm. It's all modern women, and it's their fault. They just need to be held accountable, and they need to change, not them. Because it's much easier to blame other people and point the finger because there's nothing to fix.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, they stay single, they stay miserable, and girls stay not liking them.
Right. And they just keep getting angrier and angrier and angrier because they're lonely. So
they're lonely. They're pissed off. They, you know, like one of the guys that is really popular and has written some of the books, he settled for a mediocre marriage and he's been with his wife for many decades. And, you know, you see him on some of the podcasts. He's weird and he's geeky and he's awkward and dorky around women. And he has no charm. He has no charisma at all, and he settled. And you could tell when you read his book and you watch his videos, he's a guy that's pissed off that felt like he should be banging the hot girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he never got the hot girl, and he settled for an average, mediocre relationship, mediocre woman. I think he slipped one past the goalie and knocked her up, and so he felt obligated and he married her. And so his whole book and all of his work is just his cope for the fact that he's a mediocre guy and he settled.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of guys that feel the same way, that feel like they never got the caliber of woman that they felt they deserved, and they're pretty fucking pissed off about it.
Right.
And so the guys that get caught up in his work, they take on that same pissed off vibe, and he's not teaching them pickup skills. He's not teaching them dating skills or mm-hmm. relationship skills or how to interact with women. He's giving them a set of his theories that in essence justify why it's not the man's fault that he can't get laid or attract a good quality woman, or he constantly attracts girls that cheat on him or treat him like shit or dick him around. I mean, the bottom line is people that continually attract the same kind of broken or messed up people that screw them over,
mm-hmm.
the problem is them.
Yeah.
You know, if you come across somebody and they dick you over and it happens once, maybe twice in life, you know, then that's just... you charge it to the game. But if every woman you date is screwing you over in the same way, doesn't respect you in the same way, and no matter where you live, you keep running into or attracting the same kind of women, it's because the vibe you're giving off. You attract how you act.
Right.
And so if guys go around believing that all women are fucked, all modern women are screwballs, and you can't date them, then they're only going to be attracted to and interact with screwballs.
Right.
And so it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and these guys are angry, they're pissed off, they're butthurt, and you know, again, they slide into your DMs, they're posting nasty comments, and it's mm-hmm. like, you know, I want to enjoy my life, I want to have a good time, I want to work with people that want my help and are nice and respectful. Angry, unhappy, butthurt dudes that are looking for somebody to be their punching bag because they got mommy and daddy issues, it's like, there's 41 million other YouTube channels you can follow. It's like, I don't need that in my life.
Right.
And that's why I'm glad that you guys all block those assholes when they show up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah. No one wants to deal with that.